SCP-1000, Bigfoot. The grand majority of SCPs contained by the Foundation are utterly unique concepts created by a group of highly creative writers. But every once in a while, one comes along based on an existing myth or story. A number of these fail to gain popularity, but some, such as SCP-1000, provide an interesting enough twist on the story to stick around. The basic folklore behind Bigfoot, or the Sasquatch, is well known to many people, and a bipedal ape creature that evades detection would likely be contained by the Foundation regardless, but SCP-1000 takes things in a very unique direction. SCP-1000 is a Keter-class skip, meaning it is quite difficult to reliably contain, and the containment procedures mention constant surveillance on any individuals or organizations that are looking into SCP-1000. More effort is made on the Foundation's part to conceal any information about SCP-1000 than to actually contain the entities themselves. The procedures also mention that no contact with any instance of SCP-1000 is to be done without approval by the project director, and in fact, any interaction whatsoever between SCP-1000 and humans is to be immediately reported to the director. The description, of course, describes the physical appearance of SCP-1000 as you would expect, and also states their intelligence to be equivalent to a common chimpanzee. Apparently, SCP-1000 evolved alongside humans until roughly 10 to 15,000 years ago, when they contracted an anomalous disease that quickly wiped out 95 to 99% of their population. The disease is passed on genetically, but most instances of SCP-1000 that are born in present day are immune to its effects. The disease affects any hominid, notably humans, that views an instance of SCP-1000, directly or indirectly. There is a chance, that varies and increases based on a couple of factors, for the viewer to instantly die due to the permanent stopping of brain functions. This effect rapidly wiped out the population of SCP-1000, and the Foundation believes it possible for the disease to transfer to human carriers, which would lead to an apocalyptic scenario. The description continues to state that the highest populations of SCP-1000 are currently located in the Pacific Northwest of North America and the Himalayas, but there are instances located on every continent. Of course, those with level 3 clearance or higher are given a letter from the director, which reveals that almost everything I just told you is a lie. Most importantly, there is no brain-killing disease, and SCP-1000 are actually as smart as humans are. That second statement is why the report is filled with lies, why there's such a big cover-up, and why SCP-1000 is labeled as Keter. SCP-1000 did evolve alongside us, with us operating in the daytime, earning us the title Children of the Sun, and them operating at night, with the title Children of the Night. We were not technological equivalents, however, and SCP-1000 were massively ahead of us. While we hunted and gathered, they developed cities, locomotives, planes, cell phones, atomic bombs, and made things in ways we still don't understand. Part of this was due to their massive population growth, and they covered the planet in numbers reaching the tens of billions. Meanwhile, there were only a few hundred thousand of us, and we avoided them when we could. They also made efforts to avoid us, speaking of us in mythological terms, telling their children we would come and eat them if they were bad. Then something happened. Exactly what and why are unclear at this point, but humanity banded together and wiped out SCP-1000 and their civilization, most notably 70% of their population in a single day, the Day of Flowers. As for how, the only hint is that a trickster forest god gave us advanced weaponry and showed us how to use them, but make of that what you will. Our ancestors' reasons for wiping them out are also unknown, but they went further than just killing them. They used SCP-1000's technology to drive them mad, restricting the survivors' higher brain functions, and leaving them as little more than apes. We also obliterated their cities and their creations. And finally, wiped our own memories of SCP-1000 and what we had done. A few humans retained their memories of what had happened, but most of humanity went back to hunting and gathering, and time ticked on. Now, the real danger is that SCP-1000 are regaining their lost intelligence, and the increase in sightings of them is cause for great concern. Most recently, there was an attempt at communication from an instance of SCP-1000. Roughly translated, it read, "We forgive you. Given choice for now, not forever. Let us back in." It's unlikely that SCP-1000 would so easily forgive the atrocities our ancestors committed, but time will tell. There are some mentions of the Children of the Night in other places, such as SCP-2932 being an ancient prison for the anomalous created during their time, but largely their story is contained in SCP-1000. It's unknown at this point if SCP-1000 will continue to make their presence more known, or if the Foundation will suppress them. But if they are as vindictive as humanity tends to be, we might have cause for concern.